Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to Marketplace Monday with Dr. Manetta. We are live in the great city of Detroit. We send our greetings and blessings to each of you that are near and far. I say to you, this truly is the day that the Lord has made. And so this morning, this afternoon, this evening, wherever you may be listening in, from South Africa to Asia to Argentina to the Americas, we want the Lord God to bless you in your endeavors here on Marketplace Monday. I want to share with you a few things before we go into today's topic for discussion of our kingdom business principles for success, for good success. So that gives you enough time, beloved, to craft something to write with, something to write on, and someone that you may want to share that we are live for the next 30 minutes. If you're listening in through Facebook, why don't you post it on your page? Post this link on your page. Someone else will get an answer to a problem, will get a solution by the power of the Holy Spirit and the word that's going to be released. Those that are listening in from LinkedIn, we are always excited to connect and collaborate with our LinkedIn friends. And, of course, those that are live through our Twitter relationship, we want you to tweet it out. Let them know that we are live for the next 30 minutes here on Marketplace Monday with Dr. Manetta. We're going to be sharing with you 12 kingdom business principles for business success. And so I know you want to be successful in your business, in your life, in your relationships, in your ministry, in your community, in your nation, in every aspect of your life. And so these principles that I will share with you, you can apply them in any aspect of your life. But specifically for those that are in the marketplace, those that may be entrepreneurs, professional business owners, you may be a direct sales leader, maybe you have your own home-based business. These are principles that you can connect with, but not only connect, but implement in your life, implement in your business, your organization, your group, your church, and we will see the success, the presence, the power manifesting in your life. So, beloved, that gave you enough time to grab something to write with, something to write on. I do want to release our word for the week, which we give you every week. Last week it was favor. Favor of the Lord would be upon you. You would have favor with God, and you would have favor with man. And so this week, our word for today and our word for the week is release, R-E-L-E-A-S-E, release. This is the year of the Lord's release. We are in the season of Jubilee. And so, beloved, I want you to look in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 15, verse 1 and 2. Chapter 15, verse 1 and 2. I will read it for you, but I want you to go through and read the entire chapter because it relates to how to operate from the biblical ancient principles of business for success. I would highly recommend, if you have time, that you would put it on your schedule to read the entire book of Deuteronomy, because it lays out the principles for business, how to deal with employees, employers, how to wage every different aspect of business. We see it laid out in the book of Deuteronomy. But I want to read for you regarding the word release in Deuteronomy chapter 15 for you to meditate on, for you to decree and declare over your life, over your family, over your business, over your ministry, over your community, and over your nation. Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 1 and 2. For your hearing, it says, every 7 years you shall grant a release of debts. And this is the form of the release. Every creditor who has lent anything to his neighbors shall release it. He shall not require it of his neighbor or his brother because it is called the Lord's release. Amen, amen, amen. That's the word of God for his people. This day in Jesus' name. This is the year of release. This is the year of the Lord's release. And so, beloved, you must be released. You must release others from any form of debt, any form of debt, not just financial debt. But here the Lord is talking about for us to release where persons may have done us wrong. Amen. Or maybe we have done someone else wrong, that our past mistakes, anger, bitterness, envy, jealousy, release. So you can receive the blessing of receiving from God. This is the year of release. So if you want to know a little bit more information, because I don't want to go into a teaching on release, but I wanted to release that word to you today. But you can go into my Facebook page, and I have posted regarding the year of Jubilee, that this is a year of restoration. This is a year of reconciliation. This is a year of reconciliation. This is a year of restitution. This is a year of restoration. This is a year of the Lord's release in your life. And if you can receive this word and believe it for the manifestation of Deuteronomy 15, verse 1 and 2, join with me wherever you may be, in your car, in your office, in your home, and declare and decree with me that this is the year of the Lord's release in my life, in my family, in my ministry, in my business, in my community, and in my nation. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Beloved, as these releases come upon you, make sure you remember you received this word today from the prophet of God here on Marketplace Monday. Amen, amen, amen. I'm excited to see what God is going to do as we are celebrating and commemorating this Jubilee year. Amen, amen, amen. So as we go forth today and looking at these 12 kingdom biblical business principles for success, for good success. So we know God said and spoke to Joshua that if you meditate on my word and never let it depart from around your neck, from in your heart, in your spirit, you would have good success and make your way prosperous, that you, beloved, can create this in your life. Joshua 1:8, That's what the word of the Lord tells us. So as we are looking at these principles, I want you to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to us, speaking to you this day through the word of God, through these principles. But most of all, that you not just be a hearer of the word, but you will be a doer, that you will apply it to your life, to your business, to your ministry, to your family, in your community. So that's what the word of God says. In the book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, and that you should observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, your journey, your adventure, your doings, your actions. You will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Are you ready to achieve success God's way? Amen. So as we look at these 12 principles, I want you to write them down. I want you to meditate on them. As he instructed Joshua, and that they would not depart from your heart, but then you will make your way prosperous and have good success. Amen. I am excited as we look at our first principle, our first kingdom principle for good success is learn the art of diligence. Learn the art of diligence. Learn the art of being committed, being faithful. Learn that art of diligence. We see in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 24, for the word of the Lord says, the hand of the diligent will rule. The hand of the diligent will rule, will reign, will be in control. Diligent, faithfulness, not wavering, commitment. Learn the art of diligence as one of your kingdom principles for business success. Oh, I can spend quite a bit of time just in the word on diligence, but I want to highlight these 12, and if we have an opportunity to come back in the days to come, in the weeks to come, here on Marketplace Monday, we will. Principle number two, I want to be able to give them all to you that you will be able to go back and meditate on them. As God told Joshua, that's what he was saying. Meditate on it day and night. Number two principle is become excellent at something you do. Have a spirit of excellence in all that you do, not half-hearted. Not, oh, when I get around to it, but you would have a spirit of excellence at everything you do. Become excellent. In Proverbs 22:29, it says, do you see a man, a woman, who excels in their work? They will stand before kings. They will stand before those in leadership. We saw that with Joseph. Joseph had a spirit of excellence, and his gift, his spirit of excellence, took him before the king. We know the word of God said, your gift will make room for you and take you before great men, before mighty men. And so, beloved, this kingdom principle for success is to have a spirit of excellence. Become excellent at something you do. And that these two, prosperity and economic freedom, will be your results from excellence. Oh, yes, beloved. Have a spirit of excellence. We saw that, Joseph. If we studied out Joseph's life, he went from repent, to he went into being sold into slavery, to Potiphar's house, to prison, to the palace, to the prime minister, because Joseph had a spirit of excellence in all that he did. Principle number three, assume responsibility. That's right. Accept responsibility and manage details. In Proverbs 27:23, again, the word diligence, it says, be diligent to know the state of your flocks and attend to your herd. And so, beloved, if we were using in today's language, be diligent, be committed to know the state of your business, of your household, of your ministry, of your company, of your community, of your nation. Be diligent to accept responsibility and manage details. You know, many times they say, you know, in a business world, they'll say the devil is in the details. And many times people don't want to read the details. They don't want to manage the details. They want to gloss over it. But I'm saying to you today, as a kingdom principle, to achieve business success, you must accept responsibility and manage details, the small things that you would be diligent about. Number three. Now, that was number three. Number four, I pray that we don't have enough time to finish them all. Number four, I'm not going to do too many sidebars, but I ask the Holy Spirit leads, because someone today is going to achieve financial success. Someone today is going to achieve business success. Someone today who applied these principles are going to make their way prosperous, as God spoke to Joshua, and have good success. Number four, this kingdom principle for business success is strive for trustworthiness and dependability. Psalms 50, verse 2, 3, and 4 tells us, the psalmist speaks to you today. He says, walk with integrity and work righteousness and speak truth in his heart. Who swears to his own hurt and does it not change. Strive, that's right, strive for trustworthiness and dependability. That's a principle, beloved, that we would want to be trustworthy with our business, with what God has placed in our hands, in our relationships with others, clients, vendors, customers. Strive for trustworthiness and dependability. Let your word be your bond. Let your yea be yea. So, as you strive for trustworthiness and dependability, that you would walk in integrity and righteousness and speak truth from your heart. Not to just win the client over or the customer over to get the business and you can't deliver, but you want to be trustworthy in all that you speak and all that you commit to do. Number five, this biblical principle for prosperity and good success in your business, in your life, in your family, in your community, is discipline. Discipline yourself to view and see things from a long-term perspective, not just today, not just this week, this month, the next 6 months, the next year, but long term, beloved. see it from the lens and from the perspective, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, as we look at Joseph's backdrop, how long was Joseph separated from his family? How long was Joseph serving as a slave in Potiphar's house? How long was Joseph in the prison before the butler remembered Joseph? How long before the vision, the dream that God shared with Joseph before it came to pass? So I want you, beloved, to discipline yourself to view things from the long-term perspective. I know I'm talking to somebody out there today that you've been working on a project, you've been working on something in your business for 3 years and 5 years, and it seems like every year you get further and further away. But I'm saying to you, discipline yourself to see it from a long-term perspective. Don't get weary in well-doing, but you shall reap if you faint not. Oh, I hope this is a word of encouragement for someone today. In Exodus 23, verse 30, and Deuteronomy 7:22, it says to us, little by little, I will drive them out from before you until you have increased and are numerous enough to take possession of the land. Oh, that's a word that the enemy that may be standing before you today, he will be driven from you, and that you will be increased in your business, and that you will take possession of the resources, you will take possession of the wealth, you will take possession of the treasures, you will take possession of the promises of God, which are yea and amen. You will take possession of the prosperity that God has for you. You will take possession of good success. So long term, beloved, see, a long term perspective means patience. It means patience in doing the right thing. It may mean sacrifice and selecting the priorities that will ensure stability in your life. But stability with a long-term future. So I want you to just remember that long-term, that you discipline yourself. Prepare yourself, your mind, your will, your emotions, your motives, long-term perspective. Proverbs 24:27 says to us, prepare yourself, prepare your outside work, make it fit for yourself in the field, and afterward, build your house. So you have to go through a season of preparation as well, long term. Make it fit for yourself in your business, and afterward, the blessings, the rewards, the benefits, you will build your house on a sound, solid foundation. Number six, kingdom principle. Holistic success is be alert, be alert, be aware, be watchful. That was a word I shared last Friday. Be watchful, be prayerful, be alert. Be alert for opportunities, for ownership. That's right, for ownership. We can think of the Proverbs 31 woman. When we look at what this writer was sharing with us in Proverbs 31, verse 10 and 14 through 18, For it reads, it says, who can find an excellent wife? For her worth is far above jewels. She is like the merchant ships bringing her food from afar. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. She sees that her trading is profitable, and her lamp does not go out at night. Wow. Be alert. This woman is being described that when there were opportunities, she took advantage of her. She was able to buy a field, meaning probably vegetables. Consider a field. She purchased that field, and she, out of it, she sold the produce. And then she plants a vineyard. A vineyard, in most cases, it could be a wine vineyard. Now, she's turning her money over. She's not out at the mall spending it, but she's investing it from a long-term perspective. She's alert for those opportunities, for ownership, for increase. Ownership dollars as a financial advisor, as a financial consultant. We know there are only two types of dollars in the world. Ownership dollars or ownership dollars. So, be alert for the opportunity, the business opportunities, the investment opportunities for ownership. See, ownership provides opportunity. Ownership provides freedom. Ownership provides influence. Private ownership is foundational to the principles that I've shared with you that's outlined in Deuteronomy. That's why I'm encouraging you to read the book of Deuteronomy from the lens, from the perspective of business ownership. You want success in your business. Here are the ancient biblical principles that have been laid out. And the Proverbs 31 woman is an excellent example. Number 7, kingdom principle for business success is learn to manage risk. R-I-S-K. Many of you don't want to step out and take any risks for increase. Supply and demand. Risk management. When we think about risk, the greater the risk, the greater return. But the ownership, accepting the responsibility, comes on you. And so when we think about ownership, involves risk. In other words, the buck stops with you. Risk requires faith, and faith requires risk. So, beloved, you have to learn to seek the Lord on matters of this type and to manage risk. Just like I said, you have to manage details. You got to know how to manage risk. And so Romans 4:18 says to us, against all hope, Abraham believed God. And we know when God told Abraham to come out of his country, come from his comfort zone, come from his kin, come from all that familiar, Abraham had to trust God. And also, he had to take a risk. What risks are you willing to take for these opportunities that God may present to you today, tomorrow, next week, next year? This is a biblical principle. You must learn to manage risk. Many of you are signing off, but we will continue on for the next 12 principles today, and you will be able to log in and listen to the complete broadcast today as we look at our next kingdom principle for business success is make your assets work for you. That's right. Make your assets work for you. Think about it. Learn how to handle money right now. Learn how to handle money wisely and make it multiply. I'll say that again. Learn how to handle money wisely and make it multiply. See, in Scripture, those who multiply their money not only gain the Lord's approval, but entered into a place of greater blessings and responsibility. We're all familiar with the story, the parable of the talents in Matthew 25. And so we know that story of three servants that were entrusted with one, two, and five talents. If we equated that to value, money value, financial value, some have said a million each talent or 10,000 each talent. Think about how you have managed the money that's been entrusted to you. So I'm saying to you, as a kingdom principle for business success, make your assets work for you. Manage them, handle them, make them multiply for you, just as the servant that was entrusted two and five talents. For in Matthew 25:18 it says, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You are faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler." Here's ruler, reign over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Oh, beloved, many of us have not managed, have not handled monies that God has entrusted to us. This is a day and a time for repentance, to ask the Lord to forgive us of our trespasses today. That our God is a God of second chance, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, that he will guide and direct us and give us wisdom to manage money wisely and to make it multiply in our lives, business, in our family, in our ministry, in our community, in our nation. Make your assets work for you. Make your business assets work for you. Make your financial assets work for you. Make your spiritual assets work for you. Number nine, treat your clients and customers like family. Oh, this is major. Especially we're talking about kingdom principles for business success. Treat your customers, your clients, like family. Now, if you're not treating your family right, beloved, imagine how you're treating customers and clients. I want to share with you out of Proverbs 22. You can write it down, verse 1, verse 4, verse 8, and verse 9. This is what the writer is saying to you today. For this to be a kingdom principle for your business to be successful, for your business to increase and your business to multiply. Treat your customers and clients like family. For the word of the Lord says, a good name is to be chosen over great riches. Loving favor, that's right, that was our word last week, loving favor more than silver and gold. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. That's a key word. That's a clue. Humility and fear of the Lord are your riches today. You are rich today, beloved, because of your humility and your fear of the Lord, your reverence of the Lord, your respect of the Lord. They are riches and honor and life to you today. For he who sows iniquity will reap sorrow, and the rod of his anger will fail. He who has a generous eye will be blessed. He who is generous, he who is a giver, who's kind, will be blessed. So I'm saying to you today, beloved, customer relations, client relations, they call it in the business world, CRM. Customer relationship management. You know, that's a whole department with major companies and corporations on how you treat your customer, how you treat your client. Customer relation management, CRM. CRM should be a top priority because your customer relationships are covenant relationships. When we study out the word covenant, that means agreement. It means bond. You are offering a product, a good, or services to your customer. That is your covenant. So you have a covenant relationship. Just as God established a covenant relationship with Abraham to bless him, to prosper him, to increase him, that his descendants, his heirs, for generation would be blessed. Covenant. And so these relationships that are covenant, they involve trust and honor, fairness, generosity, will reap the rewards of riches and honor and life. Just as the writer in Proverbs shared with us, it spoke to us. Treat your customer, clients like family. Amen. Number 10, surround yourself with wise counsel. That's right. Who's in your net? Who's in your circle? Who's in your tribe? Who are you networking with? Who are you doing business with? Who are you taking counsel from? Who are you taking advice from? Surround yourself with wise counsel, godly counsel. We serve as spiritual coaches, advisors, counselors to those in business, those in the marketplace, those in ministry. Proverbs 11:14 and Proverbs 24:6 says, in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. So in other words, you shouldn't try to run your business without wise counsel. Surround yourself, those in your network, those in your circle, those in your tribe, wise counsel, wise counselor, wise advisors, wise consultants, because there will be safety for you. Read it out, meditate on it, and then you will prosper and have good success. Number 11, make decisions based on the right thing to do. That's right. That's a biblical principle. That's a kingdom principle for business success. Proverbs 3:3 tells us, never let mercy and truth forsake you. We know the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, that he will reveal all truth to you, to me, to us. So, beloved, as we are seeking for wise counsel, let us seek the Holy Spirit for wisdom, for guidance, for directions, for every decision that we must make. The word of the Lord says in Micah 6:8, "And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly and to love kindness and mercy and to humble yourself and walk humbly with your God?" Think about that, this biblical principle. Make decisions based on the right thing to do. Do the right thing. Seek the wisdom of God. Seek His presence. Seek His power. Seek to do the right thing. We know Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all other things would be added unto you." That God would not withhold from you anything that's good today, beloved, and that you would have good success in your business. And number 12, we have made it to number 12. Make the Lord God your CEO. Make the Lord God your senior partner. Make the Lord God the chairman of the board of your business. Make the Lord God the major stockholder. And when Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 instructs us, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, not your own intellect, not your own way of doing things, but trust the Lord. He's working it out. He's the CEO. He's the chief executive officer, the creator of heaven and earth, the universe. I think God can work it out. The challenges, the problems, the situations in your business today. And He can prosper your business today. He can give you divine connection, divine favor with Him and with man, and that you would flourish, that you would increase. Trust in the Lord today, beloved. And seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Make this a partnership with God. A covenant partnership, that's what it is, that He established with Abraham already. It's in place. Now submit your business, submit your plan, submit your will, your thought, your will, your emotions, as we enter into a covenant relationship with the Lord, where we believe and make Him our Lord and our God. But the principle of covenant extends into the works of our hands. Psalms 90:16 says to you and me, "Let your work appear to servants and your glory to their children, and establish," that's right, beloved, "establish the work of our hands," for yes, establish the work of our hands. And we ask the Lord to bless the works of our hands, our business, all that we do, partner with God, which means as business owners who we can approach our business first in our prayer closet with faith and with a generous eye. And when God is given first priority, this covenant partnership,